Good morning. You're listening to English Waves Radio. My name is Sarah Heath and this is the morning news. Having remained silent since the adoption of the pension reforms, Emmanuel Macron will finally speak today. The head of state will give an interview at 1 o'clock on TF1 and France 2. It is not thought, however, that he will announce the dissolution of the Assembly nor a government reshuffle. The President of the Republic is continuing to defend the reforms, despite obvious tensions across the country. Last night, during a meeting with majority party groups, he said that the crowd did not have legitimacy over people who express themselves through their elected officials. This comment has been strongly criticised by the opposition. Meanwhile, on the streets, feeling remains high. In the run-up to the ninth day of official protests tomorrow, thousands of French demonstrated yesterday evening in the four corners of France. In Paris, after clashes between demonstrators and police, around 50 people were arrested. The day after protests against this adoption of the pension reforms, an investigation was opened for suspicion of police violence. This follows a video on social networks where a member of the police is seen punching a demonstrator near the Place de la Bastille. The investigation has been entrusted to the IGPN, the police force's internal investigation department. French journalist Olivier Dubois claims he has never been mistreated as he returned to France yesterday in good health. He had been held hostage since April 2021 by a jihadist group in Mali, but was finally released on Monday. Life expectancy in France has barely progressed for 3 years. According to the results of the Institute for Demographic Studies, men in 2022 will live on average to the age of around 79 years old, which is a gain of just 1 month compared to 2021. For women, life expectancy remains at just over 85 years old. And finally, to education news, as a new platform is launched for those wanting to take a master's degree. The My Masters platform has been set up by the government and is now opening its application phase. Based on the same principle as Parcoursup, students can apply for all available masters through this system. You've been listening to the morning news. I'm Sarah Heath for English Waves.